Hello and welcome to Traffic Talks. My name is Pyro and I talk about what's going on in my life, usually with a lesson I've learned, some tips and tricks you can follow that helped me, and a lot of laughs in each episode. If this sounds like something you would enjoy hearing, feel free to follow the podcast, subscribe so you don't miss an episode, and to see what I'm up to, you can check out my Instagram page linked below. Bye!
Hello and welcome back to Traffic Talks. I hope you're doing well. I am exhausted. I'm also highly irritated because I just sat down to record and the neighbors decided, you know what? Let's make music right now. Let's just have a mini party and enjoy life. And I'm like, cool. But why now of all times? I want to record. I want to get ahead of schedule. I want to do things. And you're just harshing my vibe. Like, why? So yeah, whining over. I'm so good. I will try and block out their noise as best I can. So please bear with me if there is any residual noise. On to the episode. It is Women's Month and this episode will go live on National Women's Day, the 9th of August. So happy Women's Day. It is a public holiday, which is always nice. I generally don't like my public holidays smack dab in the middle of the week just because it's gives me two Mondays and two Fridays in a week. I've said this before. Because Monday's Monday, Tuesday's Friday. The public holiday in the middle of the week is like a mini weekend. And then Thursday is Monday 2.0 and then Friday, which is actually Friday. So it's a lot, but it is what it is. We keep going. So anyway, I did mention the theme of Women's Day this month in last week's episode, which I will refer back to. But yeah, I went on a rant on Women's Day last year, which I do not intend to repeat. And I also wanted to keep this episode short because the last two episodes have been exhausting in terms of just recording, editing, uploading. Last week's one was really, really long. So I'm sorry for that monster of an episode, but it was really nice to do because I did a lot of research. I got really into the topics and I really enjoyed it. So that's that. But for Women's Day this year, I am not and is not really sure what the plans are. I asked my mom and my sister what we're doing. And this is just going to be a mini tangent. I'm sorry. The plan was to go to Skulpad Flay where I was beginning of last month, 1st of July. Absolutely stunning. I was going to book in advance, maybe take my brother's girlfriend and her mother with. But she's coming back from an overseas trip she was on. Wednesday's a public holiday. I just think it might be a bit too much. So yeah, I decided to scrap that. And then also everything is full on the public holiday. So I was like, let's not maybe do that. So for now, the plans for Women's Day is to not go anywhere in particular and maybe do something the weekend. So that's the plans I have. I will let you know in next week's episode what actually happened and what went down. But yeah, plans are up in the air and that is, you know, what the plans are. So yeah, on to the actual episode. Like I said, I want to keep it short and sweet. So the theme for Women's Month this year is Women's Socioeconomic Rights and Empowerment, Building Back Better for Women's Improved Resilience. And they add the concept of generation equality in a global campaign and link South Africa to global efforts to achieve gender equality by 2023. This I actually went to research on the UN Women's website and I got a whole bunch of links I will be speaking about throughout the rest of the month, but I didn't want this one to be too long and too rant-like. So yeah, but that's the theme. And the one part I wanted to actually touch on today out of this whole thing was the section that says the concept of generation equality and linking that to gender equality by 2023. Because to me, I did touch on how the base level of expectations between men and women differ in last week's episode. And I want to actually take it a bit further to question how we, as people in our late 20s, 30s, and 40s, have grown up with gender stereotypes and expectations. I know back in the day, I've always been this quiet rebel of a person where
other girls would play with other girls and I wouldn't care as long as I was just having a good time, because most of the neighbors were boys. So I'm just like, I'm gonna play whatever we're playing as long as I can be included. You know, I don't mind where I sit at the table as long as I get a seat, kind of a thing. And going further than that, I remember having certain gender norms pushed on me. I'd have the Barbie, my brother would have the Batman, and that's as far as it went. Like, what we did with the dolls was our business. So we tie up the Barbies and he'd be Batman, I'd be Robin, and we'd get like a Spider-Man to come in and assist and save the day. But like, I wasn't the damsel in distress. I was helping save the day, not waiting to be saved. And that is something I think definitely was a plus growing up, just the way I grew up. Because a lot of people didn't have that. A lot of people grew up with the women stay in the kitchen kind of a mentality. And having a sister born 10 years after me definitely emphasized that, where I was like a mom 2.0 for her. I'm grateful I lived in the place that I live, where speaking up and speaking out against these things won't literally end in me. How politely can I put this? You know, not having to be taken to the extreme. Where talking back or emphasizing something wouldn't get me beaten down in any way, shape or form. It would have been okay. And I'm still very opinionated to this day. I don't like being talked down to. And I'm very, very quick to voice something I don't like. And I've learned to bring it up in a better way, because I know I haven't been great about that. That is the thing I think we need to do. It's fine to be upset about the inequalities. It's fine to set goals. But I think when we can start conversing about it in a safe and open dialogue kind of way, I think we're going to make much more progress. Because 2030 is 7 years away and we're already halfway through this year. We're already on to the next one. We're actually more than that. There's like 5 months left of this year alone and the 6 years for the next few. So we don't have much time. And the beauty of the time we live in currently is the digital age we are in. Back in the day, growing up, it was dial-up internet. It was only when it was like cheap or free, or when you had access to the school library or something, and you had limited time, limited access. You couldn't even speak to other people in a different country the way you can speak to them now. Now we've got Zoom calls, we've got all sorts of YouTube channels, we've got websites, like the UN website, where you can find all of this information at the drop of a hat, or rather at the click of a mouse. And everything is wireless, everything is fiber, everything is real quick. So the fact that we can learn these things and gain knowledge about it is one of the best things about it, because knowledge is power. But also what you do with that knowledge. Are you going to use it for good? Are you going to use it for bad? That is the crux of it. Because people are quick. Like, so, so quick to cancel someone over something these days. To the point that the bar has been raised to minimum acceptable level of being as a human being. And I do think that is kind of a good thing. I don't agree with canceling everyone for like one minor scandal. Some stuff are things you said when you were young, or things you said that was kind of transferred to you from previous generations that you believed that you no longer do believe and you've changed your mind about it. I think apologizing for that, acknowledging that you've changed and you've grown and you no longer believe that, but you're keeping it there in the public eye to be reminded of what you did wrong, how you've grown and how you are growing forward. Yes, growing forward. Because being better is a continuous process. It's not something overnight. And people thinking that they can just apologize and move on is not gonna help. You need to show how you've changed. You need to show growth. You need to acknowledge and accept what you've done and apologize if you've hurt someone or done something wrong. And I think the fact that a lot of people don't have closure around things like this. It's not easy to go back to your parents or your grandparents and say, look, you did this. It's wrong. I've believed something incorrect for many, many years, and it's held me back in XYZ. And that is not easy. And sometimes you don't have to actually speak to them. You can write a letter, you can journal, you can record it. However you get it out, you get it out.
but trying to let go of these generational inequality thoughts and beliefs and ways of being is a good step forward. I think everyone needs to take, because just the language we use today has already changed in terms of acceptability and openness and understanding towards others, that I think we need to have those same open-mindedness when it comes to things like gender equality. Because saying, oh, you hit like a girl, you cry like a girl, is no longer acceptable language to use, and that's a good thing. Because some people don't even identify as a girl or a woman. So being mindful of things like these in the smallest of ways is going to create a ripple effect to bigger things. And I think that is awesome. So that is it for this week. I'm hopefully gonna end it there. This episode and also this month is not intended to bash anyone. I just think I need to clarify this. This is not saying this person did wrong, that government did wrong, this entity did wrong. It's not about assigning blame. It's not about bashing people who've done things. It's about opening up discussions in order to understand what is going on in the world. You can't fix a problem if you aren't aware there is a problem. And once you are aware that there is a problem, you need to get to the root cause. And by doing that, we'll be able to kind of figure out what works, what doesn't, what we can change, tweak things for the better. And this podcast just opens that up. Just, you know, just presenting you with a platter of options, and you can pick and choose the one you want. So that's everything. Short, sweet, and to the point. The song of this week, and yes, it was last year's song, but because we're doing a month of woman themed episodes, I'm gonna reuse it. You know, just let me have my moment. So the song is the one I used last year, and it's I'm Every Woman by Whitney Houston. It's a classic. But yeah, go give it a listen. Enjoy your public holiday. Relax. Do you. Make you a margarita. Have a good day. That's all you need in life. Just live your best life. Whoever you are and wherever you are. And that's all I gotta say. That's it from me. Keep being a better being. And I'll see you in next week's episode. Love you. Bye.